What if the greatest predictor of your success isn't intelligence, talent, or even grit, but something far more fundamental, your perception of reality itself? Sean Acor's groundbreaking work, Before Happiness, reveals this missing dimension of human potential. After traveling to 51 countries and conducting research at Harvard University, Acor discovered that people facing identical circumstances achieve dramatically different outcomes based solely on how they perceive their reality. This isn't just another happiness book, it's the science of what comes before both happiness and achievement. Endorsed by Oprah and implemented by Fortune 500 companies worldwide, Acor's research has transformed organizational psychology. His TED Talk on happiness ranks among the 20 most watched of all time, and his insights have been embraced by everyone from the NFL to the White House. Through 5 research-backed strategies, Acor reveals how we can develop the positive genius mindset that precedes all meaningful success. The human brain receives 11 million pieces of information every second, but can only process 40 bits, a staggering filtration ratio of 275,000 to 1. This forced selection creates our reality and determines our potential for success. Consider how different people in the same meeting might remember entirely different details, or how witnesses to an accident often give conflicting accounts. Our brains are constantly choosing which fraction of reality to process, and these choices shape our entire experience. For decades, scientists have tried to predict human potential through various metrics, IQ tests, SAT scores, grades, and personality assessments. Yet none fully explains success. IQ and technical skills predict only 20-25% of job success, while SAT scores predict just 8-15% of college GPA. Even more telling, studies of identical twins raised apart show that genetic factors account for less than half of life outcomes, suggesting our choices and perceptions play a crucial role. The missing dimension isn't emotional or social intelligence alone, but our ability to see a reality where success is possible. This positive genius is the hidden leg of the triangle that allows us to summon and amplify our other intelligences, transforming a two-dimensional triangle into a three-dimensional prism of success. Examples abound. Thomas Edison viewing 1,000 failed attempts at the light bulb as successfully finding ways that don't work, or Nelson Mandela seeing his prison term as preparation for leadership rather than punishment. Positive genius isn't blind optimism. When my happiness research made the cover of Harvard Business Review, they used a smiley face without eyes, perfectly capturing what's wrong with most people's understanding of happiness. True happiness isn't blindness to negatives, it's believing we have power to address them. A CEO who doesn't wear seatbelts because he's an optimist isn't optimistic, he's irrational. Real positive genius means acknowledging challenges while maintaining belief in solutions, like Walt Disney filing for bankruptcy multiple times before creating his entertainment empire. Consider how 2 Army Rangers might face a 600-foot hill in Afghanistan. The first, exhausted from combat, perceives it as 900 feet and collapses, convinced success is impossible. The second Ranger, a positive genius, sees the actual 600 feet, climbs 50 feet, discovers an easier path, and helps her partner reach the extraction point. This isn't theoretical. University of Virginia researchers found our perception of physical space changes with our mindset. When negative or fatigued, hills appear significantly higher and backpacks heavier. Similar studies show that golf holes appear larger to players performing well and smaller to those struggling. To improve your reality perception, try 3 strategies. First, recognize alternative realities. During the 2008-11 economic crisis, those who excelled were quickest to let go of predetermined beliefs about what their world should look like. Companies like Netflix and Amazon saw opportunity where others saw disaster. Second, add vantage points by examining situations from multiple perspectives. Yale School of Medicine takes medical students to art museums, not for cultural exposure, but to train their brains to notice details their eyes previously missed, improving diagnostic accuracy by 10%. Third, pursue the most valuable reality, defined as the one that is most valid, helpful, conducive to best outcomes, and positive, growth-producing. Southwest Airlines maintained profitability during aviation crises by focusing on opportunities within constraints rather than lamenting industry challenges. Our brains constantly use mental maps that guide our decisions, challenges, and goals. These maps need meaning markers, things that matter to us like career advancement, family, health, or faith to be effective. Without proper meaning markers, we lose the joy of moving toward our potential and can't fully utilize our intelligence. I learned this lesson as a child when I ran away from home with my sister, navigating 7.2 miles to a fishing spot that held deep meaning for me. This remarkable journey demonstrates how our brains create mental maps based on meaning markers, things we feel emotionally connected to. Research shows that finding meaning in work leads to 3 times higher motivation and productivity while reducing stress and depression. As a teaching fellow for Professor Brian Little at Harvard, I conducted an experiment asking students to draw maps of Harvard Yard and Harvard Square in 3 minutes. The results consistently showed that students unconsciously placed what mattered most to them at the center of their maps, whether it was their dorm, the football field, or a favorite pub. Equally revealing was what students omitted or minimized. Those who rarely studied made Widener Library tiny or absent, while those who rarely left campus didn't include Boston. Just as financial advisors recommend diversifying stock portfolios, we must diversify our meaning portfolio across different areas of life. The more markers we add to our mental maps, the more paths to success we create. When our happiness depends entirely on one area, like the Morgan Stanley advisor whose happiness revolves solely around stock market events, we've left too much of our world unmapped. Watch out for map hijackers, negative attitudes disguised as meaning markers that lower happiness and derail success. If you can't explain why a goal is meaningful in positive terms, or if pursuing it makes you stressed and unhappy, it's likely a hijacker. Common hijackers include checking stock prices obsessively, fearing a negative boss, or worrying about critical reviews. Outdated mental maps can lead to disaster. In 1999, the CIA bombed the Chinese embassy in Kosovo using maps from 1996, not realizing the embassy had moved. Similarly, a military plane killed 20 people when it struck a gondola cable not marked on their outdated maps. Take time monthly to evaluate whether your short-term plans still align with your goals. Marathon runners demonstrate a fascinating neurological phenomenon. Rather than slowing down at the end of a grueling race, they actually accelerate when they reach what I call the X spot, the point where they can finally see the finish line. This phenomenon explains why the X spot is paradoxically the most likely place for cardiac arrests during marathons. With Dr. Louis Maharam of the International Marathon Medical Directors Association stationing medics at this critical juncture. The X spot reveals a fundamental truth. When our brains perceive success as probable, they release powerful neurochemicals that accelerate our performance. This happens not just in sports, but in any goal pursuit. The closer we perceive success to be, the faster we move toward it. Just as an Aegis-class destroyer uses sophisticated radar to paint targets and adjust its missile's trajectory, our brains constantly evaluate 3 key variables when pursuing goals: proximity, how far away the goal is, target size, how likely we are to achieve it, and thrust, the effort required. What's remarkable is that these calculations aren't based solely on objective reality, but largely on our perception of the facts. The power of perception in goal achievement extends beyond just theory. In the coffee shop study, customers with a head start, 12-punch card with 2 pre-stamped, progressed significantly faster than those without one, despite both groups needing to buy exactly 10 coffees. This demonstrates Hull's hypothesis must be revised. What drives behavior isn't objective proximity to goals, but our subjective perception of that reality. Beyond proximity, your brain calculates target size, not how ambitious the goal is, but how likely you are to achieve it. Researchers demonstrated this with a clever golf experiment using the Ebbinghaus illusion, where identical holes were surrounded by either large or small circles. When golfers perceived the hole as larger, surrounded by small circles, they made significantly more putts despite the actual hole size remaining unchanged. The N effect reveals how the number of competitors dramatically impacts performance by altering our perception of success likelihood. When we perceive fewer competitors, we believe success is more likely, resulting in greater engagement, concentration, and improved performance. In a revealing experiment, participants took quizzes alone but were told they were competing against either 10 or 100 others for a top 20% reward. Despite identical 20% success chances mathematically, those who thought they competed against fewer people finished significantly faster. In our information-saturated world, noise dramatically distorts reality and blocks positive signals. By reducing information intake by just 5%, we can substantially improve our ability to find the positive signal that guides us toward growth and success. Signal is information that is true, reliable, and alerts you to opportunities and resources that help you reach your potential. Noise is everything negative, false, unnecessary, or preventing you from perceiving success as possible. Noise distorts positive reality and distracts from using your multiple intelligences to chart paths toward goals. The ability to differentiate signal from noise can make you happier, healthier, and even wealthy, as demonstrated by John Paulson, who made $19 billion by recognizing housing market collapse signals that others missed. Meanwhile, renowned economist Irving Fisher catastrophically missed the 1929 crash signals, proclaiming stocks had reached a permanently high plateau just days before Black Thursday. Similarly, U.S. military leadership dismissed warning signs before Pearl Harbor. These failures weren't from lack of intelligence, but from using the wrong type of intelligence. Positive intelligence helps differentiate signal from noise, seeing problems while foreseeing solutions rather than more problems. Our brains constantly filter information out of necessity. Research shows our senses receive up to 11 million pieces of information every second, yet our conscious brain can effectively process only about 40 bits. The rest is either processed unconsciously or eliminated as spam. This forced selection creates a critical trade-off. The more negative information we absorb, the less positive signal we can detect. Learning to distinguish signal from noise is difficult due to our evolutionary wiring. Our prehistoric ancestors couldn't afford to miss potential danger signals, so our primitive brains developed to process all information. But we can overcome this tendency by applying four criteria to identify noise. 1. Unusable. Information that won't alter your behavior is extraneous. Unless news like an earthquake in Burma prompts you to take action, it's just noise. 2. Untimely. Information you won't use imminently or that might change before you use it. Checking stock prices daily for long-term investments wastes mental resources. 3. Hypothetical. Information based on what could be rather than what is. Most predictions, including weather forecasts, only 53% accurate, and market predictions, are noise. 4. Distracting. Information that diverts attention from your goals. If your goal is completing work to spend time with family, browsing ESPN.com is noise. Just as Bose headphones emit counterwaves to cancel external noise, our brains can generate positive thought patterns to neutralize internal noise. Negative thinking, fear, anxiety, self-doubt, pessimism is the most dangerous noise because it not only blocks positive signals, but creates a self-reinforcing cycle that undermines our change efforts. This internal interference often proves more damaging than external obstacles, as it operates continuously and shapes our perception of every challenge we face. NFL coaches frequently ice the kicker by calling last-second timeouts before crucial field goal attempts, despite compelling statistics showing this actually increases success rates from 77.3% to 79.7%. Why? The fear of inaction feels worse than doing something, even something counterproductive. This phenomenon extends beyond sports. Managers often make premature decisions, investors panic sell during market downturns, and students change correct test answers due to last-minute doubt. These examples exemplify how fear distorts rational decision-making across all domains of life. To counter irrational fears, we should systematically check actual probabilities against our emotional responses. Parents worry extensively about Halloween candy tampering despite zero recorded cases in decades of monitoring. Business leaders often overestimate competitive threats while underestimating internal capabilities. The solution is straightforward but requires discipline. Keep worry proportional to actual likelihood. When working with anxious Harvard students, I developed a two-question framework. How often has this negative event happened to me before? And how often does this happen to people in my situation? Writing down potential outcomes with their probabilities helps emit positive energy that cancels anxiety while providing perspective. Worrying doesn't prevent bad outcomes. It actually harms those we care about by distracting us from productive action and depleting our mental resources. Many people equate worry with responsibility or love, considering it a form of preparation or care. This worship of worry comes with significant psychological and physiological costs. Consider this. If you worry about your child getting injured at school every day for 12 years, you'll mentally experience the anguish thousands of times for what statistically might happen only a handful of times. This chronic stress affects not just mental well-being, but physical health. Recent research reveals that phobic anxiety destroys telomeres, protective proteins at chromosome ends, effectively speeding up cellular aging. The solution involves both psychological and physical interventions. Writing down 5 specific things you feel good about, from small daily wins to larger life achievements, has been shown to significantly lower worry levels while improving memory and critical thinking skills by 10 to 15%. Regular exercise proves equally powerful, decreasing anxiety by 20% according to a comprehensive meta-analysis of 40 studies. Even brief daily walks can trigger this anti-anxiety effect. Remember 3 key principles for managing internal noise. Keep worry proportional to actual likelihood using data and statistics. Don't ruin thousands of present moments to be prepared for a handful of possible future events. And recognize that being loving and responsible doesn't require constant worry. It requires present awareness and thoughtful action. Once you've mastered the first 4 strategies of positive genius, the most crucial step remains, transferring that positive reality to others. Like in Christopher Nolan's film Inception, where Leonardo DiCaprio's character plants ideas in people's subconscious, positive inception involves transferring constructive mindsets, but through legitimate psychological means, not science fiction. Success franchising involves identifying and replicating positive behavioral patterns that lead to consistent success. Any success that isn't due to blind luck comes from effective practices that can be observed and repeated. This principle dates back to primitive achievements like fire making, where knowledge was passed down through generations, and continues in modern organizational practices. The dancing plague of 1518 illustrates how behaviors can spread through social contagion, beginning with one woman's uncontrollable dancing and eventually affecting 400 villagers, some dancing until death. But this contagion principle works equally well for positive behaviors. We can franchise positive habits in our workplaces and homes through simple changes like the Flex Your Smile technique, giving 3 extra smiles daily to unexpected recipients. Science confirms this works. University of Wisconsin researchers found that simply flexing facial muscles involved in smiling reduces anger responses, while smiling releases dopamine that improves your own mood. Social scripts, the unwritten rules governing our interactions, can either help or hinder our success. According to researcher Bib Latane, a script's social influence depends on the strength of the message, S, its immediacy, I, and the number of sources delivering it, N. The Chinese proverb, "Three men make a tiger," illustrates how false realities can dominate when multiple people repeat them, as seen in the WMD narrative that led to war. The power lead technique demonstrates that being first to speak gives you remarkable influence over social interactions. Michelle Geelan, former CBS News anchor, observed how newscasts typically open with sensational negative stories that set the tone for the entire program. By consciously speaking first and introducing positive framing in conversations, like commenting on how well a sick friend looks rather than dwelling on their illness, you can effectively rewrite the entire script of an interaction toward a more positive reality. Comedy writers create the most effective social scripts because humor wields tremendous social influence. Shows like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report achieve higher ratings than conventional news by infusing journalism with humor, and funny people are perceived as smarter and more credible. Research shows a direct correlation between a leader's humor and innovation levels in R&D departments. To create positive inception at scale, you need champions who create emotional, meaningful narratives that resonate deeply with their audience. The Everyday Matters campaign demonstrated this powerfully by selecting individuals with multiple sclerosis whose stories illuminated how happiness remains a choice despite profound physical challenges. These champions shared intimate details of their daily victories, from managing morning routines to maintaining careers, proving far more effective than clinical presentations because their authentic experiences created genuine emotional connections. Their stories weren't just inspiring, they provided practical blueprints for others facing similar challenges. Research by Professor Adam Grant at Wharton demonstrates that formal authority isn't necessary to transform team mindset. Emotional resonance carries more weight. In his landmark study of call center trainees, when both a leader and a beneficiary, fellow employee, shared personal stories about the impact of their work, sales skyrocketed by 500% and revenue by 700% compared to standard training approaches. The key difference was authenticity. Hearing from peers who had walked the same path made the message both credible and actionable. Grant's research revealed that people internalize new perspectives most readily when the messenger combines emotional authenticity with credible experience. Adversity and shared challenges often become powerful bonding agents through the mechanism of cognitive dissonance. When teams invest significant effort in difficult tasks, their brains justify this investment by attributing greater value to both the work and their colleagues. The military systematically leverages this psychology through intense boot camp experiences. Cadets develop unshakable loyalty precisely because they endured extreme challenges together. Research by social psychologist Elliot Aronson confirms this effect. Employees who experienced more demanding initiations reported substantially stronger group connections and valued their membership up to 63% more highly than those with easier introductions. Real-world applications abound. When Walmart faced severe budget constraints, their HR leader transformed potential demoralization into motivation by celebrating specific examples of how this team has proven its ability to innovate and exceed expectations. She highlighted concrete instances where teams had turned limitations into innovations. Similarly, Adobe's documentary-style video, Behind the Splash Screen, created a compelling shared narrative around overcoming the challenges of developing CS5 under extreme time pressure, featuring personal stories from developers who worked through nights and weekends to meet seemingly impossible deadlines. Companies like Zappos have mastered the art of creating shared narratives that bind their culture together. They publish an annual culture book filled with unedited employee testimonials and encourage team-specific traditions, like customer service representatives who identify as pirates yelling "Arg!" during VIP tours. While these practices might seem whimsical, they create powerful bonds through shared experiences and inside jokes. CEO Tony Hsieh deliberately focuses not on quarterly numbers, but on why people find personal fulfillment in their work, helping employees discover deeper meaning in their daily tasks. This approach has resulted in consistently high employee engagement scores and industry-leading customer satisfaction ratings. Think about how these positive genius skills have fundamentally transformed your mindset, habits, and everyday life. When you allow these new patterns of thinking to deeply penetrate your subconscious, you'll discover yourself naturally accessing the inspiration necessary for true greatness. Just as the European Renaissance marked a pivotal shift in human consciousness, leading to unprecedented advances in art, science, and philosophy, this book aims to catalyze a similar renaissance in our modern organizations and educational institutions. During the European Renaissance, individuals like Leonardo da Vinci and Galileo Galilei demonstrated how breaking free from conventional thinking could unlock extraordinary human potential. Research without implementation remains merely theoretical. While you've now been equipped with over 30 practical strategies and exposed to more than 50 groundbreaking scientific discoveries, mere knowledge acquisition doesn't drive meaningful change. The key lies in strategic implementation, selecting perhaps just one or two approaches that resonate most strongly with you and integrating them fully into your daily routine. Consider starting with small, manageable changes, perhaps practicing active optimism during your morning routine, or incorporating the 20-second rule to make positive habits more accessible. The cost of maintaining the status quo extends far beyond personal stagnation. It represents missed opportunities for innovation, unrealized potential, and the perpetuation of limiting beliefs that hold back both individuals and organizations. However, when you commit to transforming your reality and, importantly, sharing that positive perspective with others, you set in motion a cascade of positive changes. These changes can manifest as breakthrough innovations in your workplace, stronger connections in your personal relationships, or novel solutions to community challenges. The world desperately needs more positive geniuses in every sphere, from corporate boardrooms to classroom settings, from family dinner tables to community organizations. These are individuals who can combine optimism with pragmatism, creativity with analysis, and personal growth with collective advancement. We need people who can envision better possibilities while maintaining the drive and resilience to turn those visions into reality. This renaissance of positive genius isn't just about individual success. It's about creating a ripple effect that elevates entire communities and organizations. We need you to be part of this transformation. Your unique perspective, combined with these tools for positive genius, could be the catalyst for the next breakthrough that changes lives, organizations, or even the world itself.